meaningless or vanity things.
我们请看传道书十二章。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 12.
传道书十二章第一节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 1.
第一节，你趁着年幼衰败的日子尚未来到，就是你说我毫无喜乐的那些年日未曾临近之先，当纪念造你的主。
Verse 1. Remember now your Creator in the days of your youth, before the difficult days come and the years draw near when you say, I have no pleasure in them.
在这里，所罗门王说，我们一定会面对着那个所谓衰败的日子。
And here King Solomon mentioned that we will surely face the day when it was difficult.
那也就是提到人可能到年纪老迈。
And it may be referring to when a man have reached an old age.
啊，当然有些人在年轻的时候就离世了。
And of course, some people die when they're still young.
有些人在中年的时候离世。
Some people die when they're in their middle age.
那许许多多的人是到年纪老迈才离世。
But most people die when they have lived to be very old.
对每一个人来讲，这个衰败的无论如何，这个对每一个人来讲，这个衰败的日子一定会来到。
But regardless to everyone, these difficult days will come.
那我们来看所罗门王他怎么描写这个衰败的日子。
So let us look at how King Solomon described these difficult days.
这些可能都是我们将来一定会都会遇到的。
This might be things that we will encounter later on.
第二节。
First two.
不要等到日头光明，月亮星宿变为黑暗以后，云彩返回。
Verse 2, while the sun and the light, the moon and the stars are not darkened, and the clouds do not return after the rain.
我们往天空看，这个太阳、月亮、星星都是会发光的物体。
And so if we look up, the sun, the moon, and the stars are all entities that shine light.
当我们到年纪老迈的时候，这些都好像变为黑暗。
And when we live to be very old, these things seems to be darkened.
其实这个在讲人生的最后的阶段。
This talks about the last stage of a person's life.
很多的事情都变得是暗淡的。
A lot of things seems to be darkened.
人年老的人不再有什么理想。
And men in their old age.No longer have lots of dreams.
年老的人也不再做什么大的立志。
And old men will not make a great determinations.
年老的人也不再想要建立什么大的事业。
And old men will not set himself up to develop a great career.
就人的本身来讲，老年人他的脸部，他的脸也失去了光彩。
And in terms of physical appearance, the old men normally their countenance have lost its glory.
很多的老人脸上也不再有什么表情。
And a lot of old people, you see, they no longer have a lot of expressions on their face.
整个人生以下雨天好像远远的多过晴天。
And it's in His entire life seems like the clouds that does not return after the rain.
就是下雨的时候比好天气还要多。
Seems like there's a lot more rainy days than the bright and sunny days.
也就是说，老年人他已经很少活动，心里头也不再想什么事情。
That is to say, an old man normally have less activities, and they no longer think about a lot of things.
他的生活好像刚下完雨，一下子又满天的黑云。
His life is just like after the rain, it immediately grows dark again.
这个身体状况是越来越不好。
And his physical being have deteriorated.
那会带来怎样的现象呢？
So what will this bring to him?
第三节。
Verse 3.
看守房屋的花绽有力的屈伸推磨的稀少就止息，从窗户往外看的都昏暗。
Firstly, in the day when the keepers of the house tremble and the strong men bow down, when the grinders cease because they are few, and those that look through the window grow dim.
当有危险的东西过来的时候，人的第一个反应就是会用手去挡。
When something's dangerous approaching, the first reaction we usually will use our hands to block it.
我们的手常常是成为我们自己的保护。
Our hand a lot of time is our protection.
年老的时候，这个手都会手臂都会颤抖。
And in when we are in our old age, our hand will shake and tremble.
通常我们的脚、我们的膝盖是有力量的。
And normally our legs and our knees will have strength.
但是年老的时候，这个膝盖、脊椎开始弯曲。
But when we are old, our knees and our joints starting to hurt.
年老的另外一个现象就是牙齿脱落。
And another sign of old age is losing our teeth.
年老的另外一个现象就是视力越来越弱。
And we are losing our eyesight.
再请看第四节。
Verse four.
街门关闭，推磨的响声微小，雀鸟一叫，人就起来，歌唱的女子也都衰微。
Verse four. When the doors are shut in the streets and the sound of grinding is low, when one rises up at the sound of a bird, and all the daughters of music are brought low.
对年老的人，门好像总是关着。
To an old person, it seems like the doors are always shut.
年老的人总是不喜欢在外出。
And older people do not like to go outside very much.
年老的人虽然耳朵是重听的，
and,
年老的人耳朵是重听的。
And old people, even though their ears is to hear.
但是通常都起得很早。
And a lot of time they will wake up very early.
好像清晨小鸟一叫，他们就已经起来了。
It seems like as the birds were chirping in the morning, they will wake up.
其实不是他们听见小鸟的声音。
But it's really not because they heard the bird chirping.
而是他们睡眠睡得很少。
But it's rather because they need very little sleep.
他们常常很难熟睡。
A lot of time they would not be able to sleep deep.
那老年人声音也越来越微弱。
And an older person, their voice have become softer.
第五节。
Verse five.
人怕高处，路上有惊慌，迅速开花，蚱蜢成为重担，人所厌的也都毁掉，因为人归他永远的家，道商的在街上往来。
Verse five. Also, they are afraid of height, and of terrors in the way. When the old almond tree blossoms, the grasshopper is a burden, and desire fails. For a man goes to his eternal home, and the mourners go about the streets.
老年人在生活里头充满着很多的不方便。
And there's a lot of inconvenience when people get older.
老年人很多时候也变得很胆小。
And older people, a lot of time they grow to be afraid of many things.
因为他的动作、他的体力大大的不如从前。
Because the things that they can do and their strength is no longer comparable to their youth.
小小的事情就会让他觉得是重担。
Very little things may seems to be a burden to them.
很多的事情对老年人来讲都觉得是很麻烦。
And a lot of things towards an older person, it seems very inconvenient.
无论是谁，这是每一个人都会去面对的。
And regardless of who we are, we will face these days.
最后就是所谓人生的终点。
And at the end, we'll face the end of our life.
所以无论何时，都会有人在办这个所谓的丧事。
And no matter at what time, there's always someone who is in mourning.
因为每一个人至少都会达到年纪老迈而死。
Because there's many people will get we grow into an old age and eventually die.
第六节。
Verse 6.
营链折断，金冠破裂，瓶子在泉旁损坏，水轮在井口破烂。
Verse 6. Remember your creator before the silver cord is loose, or the golden bowl is broken, or the pitcher shattered at the fountain, or the wheel broken at the well.
这里在描写，维持生命的所有的系统都，所有的系统的现象，都停止了。
And it, here it illustrates all the things that sustain life, has broken or stopped.
我们人体的器官有几个重要的系统。
And in our body, we have a few organs that make up a lot of systems, important systems.
比如我们有消化系统。
For example, our digestive system.
我们有所谓神经的系统。
And our nervous system.
所有的这些跟生命有关的系统都停止了。
And all of the systems that relate to our life will eventually stop.
第七节。
Verse 7.
尘土仍归于地，灵乃归于四灵的神。
Verse 7. And the dust will return to the earth as it was, and the spirit will return to God who gave it.
第七节提醒我们，那这个不是就是不就是不是结束了。
And verse 7 remind us that this is not the end.
结束的是人的这个肉体。
What ended is our physical body.
也就是为也是因为它不是结束，所以所罗门王才特别将这件事情提出来提醒我们。
And because this is not the end, that's why King Solomon especially mentioned this as a reminder for us.
我们一定会去面对年纪老迈而死的这件事情。
We will eventually face old age and dying at the very end.
但这不是结束。
But that is not the end.
第八节。
Verse 8.
传道者说：“虚空的虚空，凡事都是虚空。”
Verse 8. Vanity of vanities, says the preacher, all is vanity.
从肉体的层面来看，那所罗门王说这是虚空的。
And from the physical perspective, King Solomon said these are all vanities.
因为在死跟过患这两件事情底下，一切都成为虚空。
Because under death and our transgressions, everything is meaningless.
那所罗门王最后提到这个事实，那让我们来想，我们应当如何？
And so, about the fact that Solomon has stated here, let us think and ponder upon what we should do.
第一个，我们就不用太过分的专注于带着这个肉体的这个今生的事情。
And first of all, we should not overly concern about things that are concerning the physical or physical being or things that are material.
因为肉体的结束。肉体的死亡不是结束。
Because the death of our physical body is not the end.
肉体的死亡，我们跟物质界就没有关系了。
The death of our body just means that we no longer have any relations with this physical world.
那所以呢，在活着的时候，不要太专注于物质的这一个层面。
And therefore, when we are living, we should not put too much emphasis or to focus too much on materialistic things.
那我们也要从这里得到提醒，人的这个肉体可能会照像所罗门在这里所描述的。
And we also need to be reminded that our physical body will go through the things that are mentioned by Solomon here.
那有没有例外的呢？
Is there any exceptions?
是的，在圣经里头有一些人物，他们是例外的。
And indeed, in the Bible, it recorded a few people that have go through this exception.
比如说摩西活到120岁，但是他的情形并不像这里所说的。
For example, Moses, he lived to 120 years old, but the last day of his life is not like what was described here.
还有那个加勒，他的身体状况，年老的时候身体状况，也不像这里所说的。
And another one is Caleb. When he was in his very advanced age, his condition wasn't like what was described here.
哦，所以虽然这是必然的现象，但是也是有例外的。
So even though what was described here is eventual things that will happen, but there are a few exceptions.
哦，如果我们不希望如此，那我们也是可以求神施恩典怜悯我们。
If we do not want to go through all this, then we can ask God to have mercy of us and give His blessings.
哦，让我们能够像摩西，像这个迦勒。
So that we can become like Moses or Caleb.
哦，那另外呢，就是啊，我们也要啊，这个珍惜哈啊，爱护啊，我们这个肉体。
Another thing is we should take good care of and cherish our physical body.
神的怜悯加上我们自己的努力，照顾好我们的身体，或许我们可以是例外的。
And by God's mercy and grace, and adding to it our own efforts in keeping our body healthy, maybe we may become those exceptions.
今天有很多很多的资讯来提供给我们，所以我们可以可以帮助自己，让自己减少有这种老迈衰败的这种现象。
And so today there are many informations that we can we have access to help us to keep our body from deteriorating very badly.
那更重要的呢，我们来看所罗门王他是怎么的提醒我们。
And more importantly, let's see how King Solomon remind us.
请看11:9.
Let's turn to chapter 11, verse 9.
少年人啊，你在幼年时当快乐，在幼年的日子使你的心欢畅，行你心所愿行的，看你眼所爱看的，却要知道为这一切的事，神必审问你。
Verse 9, Rejoice, O young man, in your youth, and let your heart cheer you in the days of your youth. Walk in the ways of your heart and in the sight of your eyes, but know that for all these, God will bring you into judgment.
在这里所罗门王说，是的，在短暂的人生里头，我们要过得快乐欢畅。
Here, King Solomon said that indeed, in our youth, we must live a day rejoicing and let our heart cheer.
所以我们要常常问我们自己，我们过得快乐吗？
So we have to often ask ourselves, are we happy?
在这短短的几十年的人生里头，我们过得快不快乐？
In very short decades of our life, do we live a happy life?
我们应当做一个快乐的基督徒。
We should become a happy Christian.
但是我们的快乐，它是有一个规范的，有一个范围。
But our joy should to have boundaries.
简单的讲，就像鱼，它要在水的范围里头。
For example, a fish must live in the boundaries of water.
所以我们快乐的人生应该是在圣经道理的范围里头。
And so, for us to live a joyful and happy life, we must live our life within the truth of Bible.
那这样子我在真理的范围里头，我们才能够享有真正的自由。
And only when we are living in the truth that we can enjoy the true freedom.
在真理的范围里头，我们才能够拥有真正的平安。
Within the truth, we can have the real peace.
在真理的范围里头，我们才有真正的快乐。
And only within the truth that we can have the real joy.
那所以在第九节说，为这一切的事，神必审问你。
And therefore, verse 9 says, God will bring you into judgment.
那什么叫做在真理的范围里头？
What does it mean to live within the boundaries of truth?
怎么来判断我们的快乐是在真理的范围里头？
How can we evaluate whether our happiness or our joy is within the truth?
请看创世纪第八章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 8.
创世纪第八章第一节。
Genesis chapter 8 verse 1.
创世纪八章第一节。
Genesis chapter 8 verse 1.
第一句话说，神纪念挪亚和挪亚方舟里的一切走兽牲畜。
The first phrase said, then God remembered Noah and every living thing.
我们的生活敢不敢说让神来纪念？
And will our life be remembered by God?
一个小孩子如果做错事的时候，他很怕被父母亲知道。
Where a child did something wrong, he would be very afraid to let his parent know.
小孩子做了一件什么好的事情，他巴不得他的父母亲赶快的知道。
But when he did something good, he can't wait to tell his parents.
那今天我们是神的儿女。
And today we are God's children.
我们有没有在守道理？
Do we keep the truth?
我们的祷告敢不敢说，神啊，你纪念我？
In our prayer, do we dare to say to God, Lord, please remember me?
在圣经里头啊，有一个这个尼西米啊，他就常常可以说常常说，神啊，你纪念我。
In the Bible, there's a character Nehemiah who always prayed for God to remember him.
我们请看尼希米记十三章。
Turn to Nehemiah chapter 13.
尼希米记十三章十四节。
Nehemiah chapter 13, verse 14.
在之上之下的后面，尼希米记十三章十四节。
Nehemiah chapter 13, verse 14.
尼希米说：“我的神啊，求你因为这件事情纪念我。”
Verse 14. Remember me, O my God, concerning this.
再看第二十二节。
And also verse 22.
最后一句话也是：“我的神啊，求你因为这件事情纪念我。”
And verse 22, the later part said, "Remember me, O my God, concerning this."
的确，有人他总是敢说，神啊，你纪念我所做的事情。
Indeed, there are someone who dare to say to God, "Please remember what I do."
我们可以做一个快乐的基督徒。
We can be a joyful Christian.
而且我们可以求神说，你纪念我所说的，我所做的。
And furthermore, we can say to God, "Please remember what I say and what I did."
那我们如果有这样的自信，我们就知道我们是在生活在真理的范围里头。
If we have that confidence, then we know that we are living within the boundary of the truth.
请再看回传道书十一章。
Let's turn back to Ecclesiastes chapter 11.
传道书十一章第十节。
Verse 10.
所以你当从心中除掉愁烦，从肉体克去邪恶，因为一生的开端和幼年之时都是虚空的。
Therefore, remove sorrow from your heart and put away evil from your flesh, for childhood and youth are vanity.
有时候我们觉得平顺的日子过得特别快。
Sometimes we feel, when our day are smooth, it pass by very quickly.
有时候我们觉得幸福的日子过得特别快。
Especially happy days seems to fly by.
人生在什么时候觉得最幸福？
When do we feel the happiest in life?
一般来讲，就是这个第十节下半句话所说的，在一生的开端还有幼年的时候。
Most of the time is like what was mentioned in the latter part of verse 10, during childhood and youth.
在这个人刚出生的时候，我们什么也不能做。
When a person was first born, he cannot do anything.
所有的事情都是由父母亲来提供、来照顾。
And everything was provided by the parents and care.
但是我们又有谁真的能够记得三岁以前的事情？
But, who among us who can remember what we went through when we were 3 years and younger?
那如果我们是在一个正常的家庭里头成长的，三岁以后开始，大部分三岁四岁开始有记忆。
And if we grew in a normal family, normally we start having memory when we are about 3 or 4 years old.
那我们通常能够有一个很快乐的那种快乐的童年。
And oftentimes we remember a very happy childhood.
可能还记得 啊，但是呢，那个已经是好久好久以前的事情了。
Maybe you remember it, but it's something that happened a very long time ago.
第十节的上半句话是我们所要留意的。
And the first phrase in verse 10 is something we must pay attention to.
啊，如何过着一个快啊，如何做一个快乐的基督徒？
How can we become a joyful Christian?
如何生活在真理里头？
How do we live within the boundary of the truth?
那第十节给我们两个提醒。
Verse 10 give us two reminders.
第一个，从我们的心中来除掉愁烦。
First, we must remove sorrow from our heart.
意思就是我们要约束我们的心。
What it means is we need to restrain our heart.
就是我们要看好我们的心。
We must guard our heart.
这个心如果愁烦的话，那表示我们没有约束好我们的心。
If our heart is in sorrow or if our heart worries, then that means we do not restrain our heart.
因为我们的心跟我们的行为跟我们的讲话都有关系。
Because our heart is related to our action and our words.
所以我们要约束我们的心。
So we must keep our heart.
用真理来约束我们的心。
We must use the truth to keep our heart.
请看以弗所书第六章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 6.
以弗所书第六章十四节。
Ephesians chapter 6 verse 14.
以弗所书六章十四节。
Ephesians chapter 6 verse 14.
所以要站稳了，用真理当作带子束腰，用公义当作护心镜遮胸。
14. Stand therefore, having girded your ways with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness.
这里说用真理来束腰。
Here it says to gird your ways with truth.
力量也常常是从腰部发出来。
And a lot of time, our strength came from our waist.
一个人的腰如果受伤，常常就使不出力量来。
And when a person hurt their waist, a lot of time they cannot exert strength.
所以我们用真理来约束我们的心。
So we need to use the truth to gird our heart.
这个让我们能够有力量。
So that we can have strength.
那有了力量，我们才能够过着一个快乐的生活。
When we have strength, then we can live a joyful life.
那能够约束心，接下来我们再看回传道书十一章第十节。
So after we can guard our heart, let's look back to Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 10.
第二件事情就是从肉体来克弃邪恶。
The second thing it mentions is to put away evil from your flesh.
不但用真理来约束心，进一步的能够用真理来约束我们的行为。
And not only do we need to use the truth to guard our heart, but we also need to use the truth to guard our actions.
那我们就能够除掉这个肉体的不好的行为，肉体的邪恶。
And we can put away the evil from our flesh or the bad things.
那我们就能够生活在这个真理的范围里头。
Then we can live within the boundaries of the truth.
那我们无论在哪里，我们都能够是一个快乐的基督徒。
Then no matter where we are, we can live as a happy Christian.
无论我们的年纪是在怎样的年纪，我们都可以是一个快乐的基督徒。
No matter what age we're in, we can be a joyful Christian.
那什么叫做这个从肉体除去这个邪恶？
But what does it mean to put away evil from our flesh?
好，我们可以从圣经的两个人物来得到答案。
And we can find the answers from two characters in the Bible.
第一个就是胜过自己。
First is to win over ourselves.
胜过自己所要行出来的不好的行为。
We must win against ourselves when we want to do something bad.
很多人会说，我就是这个样子。
A lot of people will say that's just the way I am.
所以我的不好的行为，这是我本来的样子，我没有办法胜过。
So my bad the bad things that I do, that's just the way I am, so I cannot overcome it.
那事实上，人有没有办法胜过自己的不好的行为？
But in fact, can a man win over his own desire to do bad things?
人有没有办法胜过自己？
Will he be able to win over himself?
是的，人可以胜过自己。
Yes, he can.
比如说约瑟。
For example, Joseph.
约瑟他就胜过自己。
Joseph was able to win over himself.
他有机会行出不好的行为。
He had the opportunity to do bad things.
但是他胜过了。
But he overcame it.
他约束自己的心。
He restrained his own heart.
所以他也能够约束自己的行为。
Therefore, he was able to restrain his actions.
那第二个层面，胜过我们的环境。
And the second perspective is to win over the environment we're in.
有时候真的，我在这个环境里头，所以我就是这个样子。
Sometimes we say I live in this kind of environment, so that's the way I am.
所以环境很重要。
So the environment we live in is very important.
的确，环境能够影响一个人的想法跟行为。
Because it can influence one's thought and his actions.
但是很多时候，环境不是我们能够去左右的。
And a lot of times, we cannot control the environment we live in.
没有人喜欢住在不好的环境里头。
No one wants to live in a bad environment.
但是有时候就必须在那个环境里头。
But sometimes you need to live in that kind of environment.
所以我们要胜过环境。
So we must overcome it.
比如撒母耳，他在年幼的时候，他就胜过环境。
For example, Samuel, when he was very young, he overcame the environment he lived in.
有时候真的让人很失望啊！最好的环境里头又最不好的情形。
And sometimes it's very discouraging to see the best environment, to see bad things happen in the best of environment.
我们知道撒母耳年幼的时候，他是跟祭司以利住在一起。
We know that Samuel, when he was young, he lived with priest Eli.
跟祭司在一起，那个是最好的环境。
And to be able to live with a priest, that's the best environment.
但是让人很失望的是，在那个最好的环境里头，却也有那个最不好的环境。
But what's disappointing is that even though he lived in that very best environment, but there are bad things that are happening.
因为以利的两个儿子，他们是不认识神、不敬畏神的。
Because he saw Eli's two sons who disregard God and did not know God.
那撒母耳是每一天都跟以利的两个儿子也要生活在一起。
And Samuel had to live with the two sons of Eli.
所以他是在一个不好的环境里头。
So Samuel lived in a bad environment.
但是他能够不受环境的影响。
But he was able to not be influenced by that bad environment.
以利的两个儿子不认识神，但是撒母耳认识神。
Eli's two sons did not know God, but Samuel knew God.
以利的两个儿子不敬畏神，但是撒母耳敬畏神。
Two sons of Eli did not respect God, but Samuel did.
所以第十节提醒我们这两件事情。
So verse 10 here reminds us of these two things.
我们要约束我们的心。
We must restrain our heart.
那第二个，我们要能够从肉体来除去邪恶。
And the second thing is to put away evil from our flesh.
那这样子我们就能够做一个快乐的基督徒。
Then we can become a joyful Christian.
一个快乐的基督徒，他是充满着神所给我们的这个信心跟盼望。
A joyful Christian is full of God's hope and also God's faith.
一个快乐的基督徒，他也充满着主耶稣所给我们的爱。
A joyful Christian also full of the love of the Lord Jesus.
一个快乐的基督徒，他会充满着上头来的智慧。
And a joyful Christian also is filled with the wisdom from above.
所以一个快乐的基督徒，他的平安，他的喜乐，那个是没有人能够夺走的。
And so for a joyful Christian, his happiness or his joy and his peace is something that no one can take away from him.
一个快乐的基督徒，他为什么快乐？
Why is a joyful Christian joyful?
因为他已经可以拿掉人的自私。
Because he was able to take away selfishness.
他已经能够胜过人的骄傲。
He was able to overcome his pride.
他已经能够胜过人的这种贪心。
And he overcome his greed.
他已经能够胜过人的这一种放纵。
He was able to overcome indulgence.
好，我们再念传道书十二章第一节。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 1.
你趁着年幼衰败的日子尚未来到，就是你说我毫无喜乐的那些年日，未曾宁静之先，当纪念造你的主。
Remember now your Creator in the days of your youth, before the difficult days come and the years draw near, when you say, I have no pleasure in them.
在年纪很老迈的时候，啊，真的就像这一个经节所说的，毫无喜乐。
And when we are in a very old age, it's just like what was described here, we have no joy, we have no pleasure.
一个人如果没有信仰，没有神，而他的情况又像第二节到第五节所描述的，那真的是很凄惨。
And so if a person have no God and no faith, and his life is like what was described from verses 2 to 5,then that is a very pitiful life.
哦，所以今天是我们还没有到这样的年纪。
And today we have not yet to reach that age.
哦，那我们已经蒙主耶稣拣选。
And we've already been chosen by God.
哦，我们已经归属于主耶稣。
We belong to Lord Jesus Christ.
我们正努力的在过着一个敬畏神的生活。
And we put our effort to live a life that fears God.
哦，所以当我们读完了这个传道书，哦，我们真的是。充满着感谢。
So when we finish reading the book of Ecclesiastes, we're full of thanks.
哦，很多的人真的只知道为今生来努力，到最后归于虚空。
A lot of people only know how to put an effort and to strive in for the worldly things, but then at the very end, all become meaningless.
哦，我们跟他们所处的环境一样，年纪也差不多。
And we may live in the kind of same environment as they do, and we kind of maybe have the same, we are maybe the same age.
我们已经知道为天上的事情来努力。
But we already know to work for the things of above.
好，所以我们真的要感谢主耶稣的拣选。
So we indeed need to thank God for choosing us.
哦，那在感谢的当中啊，我们也要将更好的来献给主耶稣。
When we thank him, we also need to present our best to him.
哦，就像这里所说的，趁着现在，我们要敬畏神。
Just as what it was says here, that now is the time for us to fear God.
哦，那更进一步的，趁着现在，我们就要来侍奉神。
And furthermore, in the present and using the time now to serve God.
啊，主耶稣将最好的来赐给我们。
Then the Lord Jesus will give us what is the best.
我们也非常的愿意将最好的来献给主耶稣。
We also very willingly give our best to God.
哦，不是等到年纪老迈。
And we do not need to wait until we are old.
我们一起唱诗415首。
Let's all sing hymn 415.